Jasmine George, thank you so much for joining me. We're going to continue to jam on 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is your one-stop shop for entertainment, for sports, for relationship advice. I'm your hostess with the most, Jasmine George, executive producer, founder, and host of Female Field Guide, a woman's cheat sheet for sports and athletics and relationships and entertainment. Listen, come here, listen for 1 hour. I promise you'll learn, laugh, and love the game. Thank you so much for tuning in to all the first-time listeners. Hey there, boy. Hey there, girl. Thank you for your support. I'm, like I said before, Jasmine George, and you know what? So happy that I can borrow about 60, 61 minutes of your time. Is that all right? We've got a fantastic show tonight. I missed you last week, but I promise I'll make it up to you. Who am I? Well, I'll give you a little bit of my credentials, if that's all right. I am a ball player, point guard, jump shot still wicked. Go ahead and see me at 24-Hour Fitness every other week because I need time to stretch, and you know what I mean. I'm a basketball player. I'm a coach. They still call me Coach Jazz around these parts. Shout out to the Lady Brahmas and the entire Diamond Bar establishment. I'm a student of sports. I love the game. FFG fun facts, all that randomness. I'm a sucker for stats. But you know what? I'm a woman that loves the game. I want to get my ladies right. If I can get my girls, if I can get my non-sports fans to have a meaningful conversation with the men and or sports fans and their live ladies, the floodgates of information will be opening. And it'll be like, oh, it'll be amazing. I'm also the sports editor for Prominence Magazine. Shout out to Glennie's. The editor-in-chief, thank you for giving me this fantastic opportunity to share my passion for sports. You can check out prominencemagazine.com, the print and or online issue. Prominence Magazine. You can also check out the Diamond Bar Patch newspaper. I do some feature stories every once in a while. And my one that I had, I'm pretty proud of, the non-sports fans guide to surviving the holidays. Well, hell, it's really surviving the whole entire year because sports is all around us. You know what I'm saying? And I love sports. I always have.
I've always loved sports. I mean, really, love sports.
Go ahead and check out diamondbar.patch.com. For some of my pieces, you go ahead and type in my name, and all my pieces will pop up. You can also call me Professor, baby. Jazz, you be teaching and stuff? I sure do. And I'm pretty dang good at it. How about that? Sports psychology and ethnic culture and gender issues in sports. They got me teaching the history of sports this semester. I can't wait. I'm also the lead sports anchor for a show called Game Time at Inland Empire Media Group, covering Inland Empire, you know, San Bernardino's high school prep sports, and a little bit of minor league ball as well. And, ladies and gentlemen, this just it. Starting tomorrow morning, you can catch me on KDUC, the Duck Radio, 94.3 FM, doing my female field thing, calling in at 7:40 and 8:40, just talking about sports, baby. You know, just lending a hand to all that want to hear my voice and hear these cheekbones on Sunday nights and Monday mornings. Shout out to Manny Lopez for taking a chance on this little brown girl. KDUC, the Duck Radio, tomorrow morning. God bless you guys. You can contact myself. You can contact the show in a plethora of ways. You know that you can go on Facebook, baby. You know it. You know it. You know it. Facebook.com/FemaleFieldGuy. A Twitter, of course. Hello. Female Field Guide at female field guide. Leave the E off of guide. Thank you very much. I don't know why this is what Mr. Twitterman says. I guess I have too many characters in female field guide. But you can follow me just the same, baby. A Tumblr. It's like an online magazine, like it's digital. I put in my tweets. My fantastic intern Ashley does her thing. But go ahead and check us out. You can hear snippets from the show as well. FemaleFieldGuide.tumblr, TUMBLR.com. Shout out to my intern Ashley for handling that biz. My YouTube page, Jeez Louise, you guys. YouTube, 16,000 uploaded video views. I got to stop and just. My little brother told me that when I told him how many listeners we had, he said that he pressed refresh on the YouTube page like 15,000 times. Shout out to my little brother, Jade. He's fantastic. Shout out to the support. Going on, youtube.com/femalefieldguide. Please continue to check out. We shot some fantastic commercials. We were in the studio this week and last week. Shout out to my team. We're doing some amazing things in FFG land in March and April. Watch out, baby. Hold on to your knickers because it's going to be amazing. youtube.com/femalefieldguide. Thank you guys so much for the support. And, you know, people like to leave messages on Facebook, on Twitter, but if you want to just email me, Jazz, have you thought about this? Let's do this. I really love this segment, info@femalefieldguide.com. It'll be my pleasure. And did you know, everyone's got a cell phone. And the fancier, the better, okay? These days, you can scam with your phone. I mean, literally. They're doing a lot of things. So why not have a website for your mobile phone? How about that? FemaleFieldGuide.mobile, FemaleFieldGuide.mobi, how about that? Shout out to LP Ross. Listen, he's the designer, he did the logo, he's fantastic, shout out to him. So go ahead and check that out, FemaleFieldGuide.mobile. Did you know that you can download my show on your podcast? You can download it on a CD, you're driving to work, it's Monday, it's Tuesday, you know, you're like, Jazz, I miss you. And I'm like, I miss you too. Go ahead and visit the iTunes store. Type up FFG or type up Female Field Guide, and my mug will pop up, and you can listen to all of my episodes I've ever had since October 30, 2010. And do me a favor, go ahead and stay there on the iTunes store and download the Female Field Guide free app for your iPhone. How about that? If you have an Android, I haven't forgotten about you, baby. I have an Android. Go ahead and go to the Android Marketplace and download the Female Field Guide app. Shout out to ZenForce Media and Coach Carson for designing such a really dope app. You can catch all of my videos, my tweets, my Facebook posts, and of course we've got some pretty cool pictures in the FFG album. You can also set reminders if you're on the show page, if you're listening on the internet, Female Field Guide, blogtalkradio.com/female-field-guide, and you can set reminders via text or email. The show is going to start in 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever you want. So there's no excuses, baby, for you not to miss the show. Speaking of the show, we've got a doozy tonight. There's been a lot of crazy things that have taken place over the past couple of weeks. I myself missed everyone last week. I went on a well-deserved little mini vacay. How about those apples? I did miss everybody. I wasn't supposed to bring my laptop, but I did. Yes, FFG team, I brought my laptop, so sue me. And then I looked to my right, and I realized the ocean was there. And I was an Oceanside, and I loved it. So I turned my laptop off. No show last week. I miss everyone dearly, but hopefully I'll make it up to you. Because the guest that we have on deck tonight will not disappoint. We've got Lisa Snyder. She's a national sports commentator. So many people, they love college sports, but they only watch it right around this time, right around this month, March Madness. Lisa will be coming on and telling us who are the teams to watch, who are the players to watch, and will they be going to the NBA? She'll let you know, and she'll be calling in about 2 minutes. Lisa Snyder, national sports commentator. We're going to be having Meek on the line, too. We'll be both talking to her. Mike Evans, he's the founder of Full Court Peace. He's also a writer for Huffington Post. This man has been raising money to spread awareness and to help those in other countries through basketball. How about that? That's a soft part of my heart. He'll be on 8/22. Erin Young, Just Move Consulting. Now, she's going to be sharing some fitness tips. There's also going to be a conference, free conference for African-American women. My Health, My Hair. We'll be talking to her and the whole team. that is in charge of the conference, and my boy Nima. He used to be at UCLA Bruin. He's a graduate. We're going to be talking about the horrendous expose on UCLA basketball that took place in the Sports Illustrated piece. We're going to be talking about that. But most importantly, your FFG poll questions. What are your thoughts about the UCLA the basketball, the article in Sports Illustrated? Go ahead and call me. Let's talk. 714-816-4766. Ladies and gents, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Before we bring on Lisa, we're going to bring on one of my senior producers who's just holding it down. She's a whippersnapper, ladies and gents. And you know what? We talk a lot about Lakers. We talk a lot about Clippers. But you know what? 60% of the time, I'm right every time.
They've
How about
studies,
that, huh?
You know,
they have.
60% of the time, it works every time.
How about that? Speaking of that, let's bring on Tamika Poland, our FMG team producer. Tamika, you like those odds?
I loved it.
60% of the time. I'm right every time. And tonight definitely wasn't any different. Celtics pulled out that win in the overtime against the young and vibrant Jeremy Lin and the Knicks. But your vibrant and fantastic Lakers also pulled out the W against the Heat.
Awkward.
How do you stand on that?
That does not deserve an awkward. That's absolutely
Yes. Well, it's actually a great day for NBA basketball. While we're waiting for Lisa to come on the MIC, the Heat, what's going on? Do the Heat fans have any cause for concern? I mean, they lost to the Utah Jazz, for goodness sakes, and then they lost to the Lakers, who seemed to look pretty good with Kobe and the Megatron mask on his face. What are your thoughts on the Heat's two-game losing streak?
You know what? You win some, you lose some. But the good thing is they did, they had won, I believe it was about 6 or 7 games prior to losing to Utah Jazz. And, of course, coming to L.A., the Lakers had to bounce back. They had to win one game because we're always getting beat by the Heat. So this was our statement game. And every team wins, and they go through a dry spell, and then they go through a slump, but then they bounce back. And I think the Heat will end up bouncing back. I know they are missing Chris Bosh. He was away due to a personal matter. But I think that they'll end up bouncing back. They'll have somebody bounce back.
Now, speaking of bouncing back and speaking of players you know, missing a little bit because of personal reasons, Lamar Odom, who although he's no longer a Laker, I love Lamar and I love Chloe. You know, he was actually demoted. He missed a few games, and then he was demoted to the Dallas D League, which that's just a kick in the back of the neck if I haven't heard it. But he's back, and actually, you know, the Mavericks pulled out a W last night. And, you know, Lammy, he looked pretty good. What else do you know about that? Was he just gone to take care of his sick pops, or do you think it was something a little deeper, in your opinion?
Well, you know, they did say his first trip out there was because his wife was suffering from a gynecological condition. And at the same time he was out there, you know, his dad ended up getting sick. But what we have to remember is we have to separate our business and our emotions from our job at hand. And sometimes players can bounce back from, you know, tragic events that go on in their life. But you also have to, you made a promise to a team as well as to your family that you would do whatever it takes to get the job done. And sometimes that players let their emotions get too involved in what the task at hand is. So I believe, you know, the time away that he took, which was his week, almost 2 weeks off, that he needed that. And for them to say that, hey, we're going to send a sixth man, two-time champion to the D-League, that had to be a wake-up call for him because
absolutely.
When was the last time he heard a sixth man go to a D-League? You know, be demoted.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And ladies, and I think you're right, Mika. I mean, it's a big statement. And ladies and non-sports fans, that they're like, D-League, Jazzy, Fizzle, what is that? Well, you know, for even those who don't really follow Major League Baseball, you know, there's the minors and then the majors, the Major League Baseball. And so there's some players that, hey, they come straight out of high school. They come straight out of college. They're phenoms, and they come in and they play with the big boys. But there are some situations and circumstances where there's ball players and they have it, but they just need a little bit of grooming. They need to be conditioned. They need to live voice. They just need to kind of stay with the youngsters for a little while, and that's really what the minor leagues is and what the D-League is when it comes to the NBA. So Mika's right. I mean, I can't recall. I remember Jordan Farmar broke some records by playing, what was it, one night he played with the D-League team for the Lakers, and then he got pulled up and played with the Lakers and played well.
Right.
What was that, a few years ago? But that had to be a blow to your psyche, and especially because Lammy is, he's a sensitive Selma. Would you agree?
Absolutely. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody, you know, they have to go through stuff, and it takes a sad to say, but it does take tragic events for you to really realize what gift you have. And
yeah.
The best way for him to deal with this is to put it on the court. You know,
mm-hmm.
everything that you're going through, all the emotions and all everything that is outside of basketball, put it on the court, because that is your safe place to get everything out and go out and have the best game, score the most points, you go out and be an all-star and help your team. But you're
That's
also
right.
getting emotions out. So I think it was good for them to, you know, say, hey, you're going to go to the D-League and you can't come back until you actually show up over there at camp.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, it was good that he came back. The team, you know, the team ended up winning. But I think it takes one reality check moment for you to realize, you know, what you really have.
That's right. Safe space. And you know what? You know, with regards to the show, go ahead and this is a safe space. Call me. Talk to me. 714-816-4766. And speaking of safe space, because that's all we are, baby, FFG, okay, the whole team. I want to read a fantastic post that I got from one of my sister girlfriends, Erica Harrison, who's been down for me, Mika, would you say, since the 90s. I look on the FFG Facebook page, and she says there's nothing quite like spending a warm Sunday night inside, cooking dinner, holding a glass of wine, and listening to the Female Field Guide. Are you serious? Ari, you are the boss. I always appreciate the support from all the loved ones and things like that. But now, okay, now it's March. And we're going to transition from the NBA to, of course, college hoops. And what I love about just sports in general is there's a plethora of different types of sports. And some people wait for a particular time in the year to watch college basketball. And right now is the time. And you know what? I'd like to bring on Lisa. She is a national sports commentator. Meek and I will be speaking with her. She knows all things March Madness, and she's going to share with us who to watch, what teams are going to make it to the big dance. And, hey, we love a Cinderella story. But enough about me. Let's bring Lisa Snyder on, national sports commentator. Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm good. Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's myself and Mika on the mic with you.
Hi, Mika.
Hi, Lisa.
This is good.
How are things in California? You girls sound like you're having too much fun.
Oh, you know, that's what it's about. We, you know, we come in here Sunday night. I'm not going to lie to you. I've got a glass of wine in my hand, Lisa. I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm having a good time. It's Sunday nights. We get to be on the air and talk sports and relationships and entertainment. And, you can't beat it. So all is well in California. Where are you?
I'm in Denver, Colorado, the Mile High City.
All right. We've got a few loved ones out there. The wonderful newlyweds, the Sanders couple, they should be listening. So hi, Ange, and hi, Ben. Well, let's jump right into it. You know, like I was saying, Lisa, there's so many people that they like, you know, all sorts of sports. But when it comes to college ball, there's so many games, but they really narrow in on this time of the year, championship week, March Madness. Please share with us. Well, one, before we get into details, do you have a team that you are rooting for in the big dance?
I do have a team. Well, I actually have two teams, and they both begin with K, but right now Kentucky just finished a perfect season, so it's Kentucky or Kansas. I'd love to say Kansas because it's our Colorado neighbor, but since I have to speak on a national basis, I'm going to go with Kentucky.
All right. They are ranked number one, and we were just looking at the rankings: Syracuse, Kansas, Duke, Michigan State. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Duke, they lost to North Carolina this weekend, right? Are they still in the ranking?
They are still in the ranking. They're not going to be number one. Obviously, that's going to go to Kentucky. But we've got Syracuse, Kansas, Carolina, Michigan, the Duke Blue Devils. And there's actually a few French contenders. There's Missouri, Ohio State, Baylor, Georgetown, and Marquette. What I really love to look at are kind of the schools that are on the bubble. And then, of course, we have the dark horses. So whenever you're ready to talk about that, I love the underdog because I started in this business as an underdog. And,
love it.
You know, I guess I probably shouldn't say it out loud on national radio such as your broadcast, but I will say mm-hmm. so far, no one's kicked me off the air. So I hope I'm doing something right. That's all.
That's right. Absolutely. I love it. Well, I know Mika wants to know, she's got a couple of questions for you, because we definitely love the underdogs. A woman that knows sports, we're automatic underdog, but it's 2012, and it's time to shake some things up. So we are always welcoming ladies that know things about sports, and especially March Madness. Mika, what you got?
Now, see, my biggest thing is I'm one of those people. I'll wait. I'll watch some of the games up until, you know, March Madness, but then I start going hard in March Madness. So out of the top teams that you have right now, who are the players that we should be watching for?
Oh, very good question. Well, you know, there are a lot of really smart players out there. The interesting thing is that not all of them represent top contenders, you know, like say in the top five or six. A couple of them do. But, you know, we all talk about the NFL draft and the NFL and blah, blah, blah. But NBA season, still in the throes of it, but ain't nothing like college basketball. So I've got some top five guys. Two of them, or actually I've got about top eight really, of who are fighting to be the number one pick in the 2012 NBA draft. And one of them is Harrison Barnes. He is a sophomore. He plays forward. He's from North Carolina. And then he's got a buddy, John Henson, who's a junior from Carolina, 6'11", 220 pounds.
Nice.
It's really, they're a lot of fun to watch. Of course, there's a couple of guys from UConn. One guy, Andre Drummond, who is probably the best center in the country. They lost to Providence earlier this week, but he's a freshman. He's a freshman, but he's 6'10", 270 pounds, and he is in the lineup to be the number one pick in the 2012 NBA draft.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got a teammate, Jeremy Lamb, who is a sophomore. So a lot of these guys aren't getting picked as seniors. As a matter of fact, there isn't a senior in the bunch who's slated to be the number one pick. These kids are sophomores and freshmen. There's one junior. John Henson, of course, the junior from North Carolina. The other guys are freshmen and sophomores. And, you know, I've talked about this on my show quite a bit because I attract a lot of women who, you know, we don't just talk about, oh, let's break it down and look at the statistics of sports, but we talk about everything other than, you know, the statistical component, because sports pertains to a lot of things. You have the concussion discussion.
Absolutely.
You have the academic versus the athlete. You know, which came first, the student or the athlete? And, you know, after a while, when these guys blow out their ACL or they tear their shoulder for the fourth or fifth time, what do they have to rely on? Well, I know a lot of former Broncos who are, like, in the financial business or John Elway in the car business or in real estate, but their education, Mika, is gone because they got drafted so early they never finished their four-year degree. So I get a little hesitant and a little weary when these families are so driven to push their kid to be selected by the draft, and they're just sophomores and freshmen.
You're absolutely right.
But they're They're definitely out there. Kentucky's got a contender. Baylor's got two contenders. One guy who's 6'11", 235 pounds. The other guy who's 6'9", 210 pounds, Quincy Miller. Check this guy out from Ohio State, Jared Sullinger. He's a sophomore.
Heard about him.
6'9", 265 large.
That's
Jeez, Louise.
Wow.
And he's a basketball. I'm like, man, put this guy on the football field and let him just be a receiver.
I'm trying to figure out, though, what are they feeding these kids? I mean, I know when we watched, you know, college hoops back in the day when we were younger, they were probably bigger guys, but these are some big corn-fed. Just like you said, they can be defensive ends and tight ends and linemen, for goodness sakes, but they're on the hardwood. And you know, I know that Tamika and I, we couldn't agree with you more with regards to just young men that don't put all their eggs in that basket. Because, yeah, unfortunately, injuries do take place. And that's one thing we love about the dark horses, because usually these are, you know, young men that they do have a backup plan because they didn't go to the Dukes, the North Carolinas, and things like that. Unfortunately, with time, share with us maybe two or three teams that you feel are dark horses that we should pay attention to once all the picks are had for Selection Sunday next week.
Absolutely. Well, you ladies are in California, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. One of your dark horses are the California Golden Bears. Believe it or not. There's a guy out there, Jorge Gutierrez. You can Google him. One of the best defensive guards in the country. He's got at least two steals per game. He's got about seven swipes from three games. He's a very capable offensive player. We've also got the Gonzaga Bulldogs. I just like saying their name. I have no idea. Sometimes I catch them. They're in Washington State, so there's another West Coast representative. I think we'll have a better grasp on Gonzaga's dark horse potential by the time the conference play rolls around. But they're going to face a handful of talented teams, including ranked opponents like Arizona and Xavier. So, again, Xavier is from Cincinnati. They're one of my dark horses. The Wisconsin Badgers, also
love
one of my dark horses. And my final one is the Vanderbilt Commodores.
I love it. Lisa, you are giving us so much to chew on. This is fantastic. I mean, Selection Sunday, ladies and gents, what's taking place now is the championship week, and those are in the conferences is getting seated, and Selection Sunday on ESPN, they're going to break down the bracket. So then we'll have Lisa back on and talk about bracketology. We'll break all that down for all the listeners and those that just want to be in the know, because one, now that March is here, this is water cooler talk, baby. This is what we're talking about.
It's great stuff, and I love it. National Bracket Day is the day after Selection Sunday, so a week from tomorrow, things are going to definitely heat up in college basketball.
I love it, and you are definitely coming with the heat and all the information. And please let the listeners know, how can we stay connected with you? We'd love to have you back on, and how can we follow you and just, of course, stay with College Hoops because you're giving us so much gems, Lisa.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm on Twitter. It's at Lisa Sports Talk. Also, my website is livewithlisa1510.com because I'm on AM 1510 and FM 93.7 out of Denver. And,
Love it. Of course,
you can email me always at lisa@milehighsports.com.
There she is. She's fantastic. And she stopped by this fantastic show. Tamika's on the MIC with us. Lisa, thank you so much for stopping by. Please come back. We got to talk bracketology.
Anytime you want me, I'd love to talk sports with the ladies. Thank you.
That's right. We got to give a round of applause, of course. Thanks, Lisa. That's good. Look, we're rolling. We are rolling. We got the next caller. You know what? Hey, Mika, what are you doing? You want to stay on? We got Mike Evans on. He's going to be talking about shooting free throws, raising money for charity. That's what I'll be doing. I'll be shooting free throws in John Barsh the Third's eye pretty soon. And then we can put all this mess talking to rest. John Barge, are you listening? I'm coming after you. God, what do you think about that? I think I'm going to kick his butt.
I co-sign. I hear it loud and clear. That sounds like you need to get up.
John Barge is old. John Barge is old. But let me tell you somebody that's not old. He's young. He's an entrepreneur. Let me tell you something. His name is Mike Evans. He's the writer for Huffington Post and founder of Full Court Peace, a nonprofit org that uses basketball as a means of diplomacy around the world. Listen, he gets a thumbs up in my heart. And we're going to bring him on. His name is Mike Evans. Mike.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys doing?
We're really good. Thank you so much for coming on the show. That's Tamika on the line. She's one of my senior producers, and we are definitely lovers of basketball. Once I found you on Twitter and saw that what you were doing with Full Court Peace, I said, oh, my goodness, we got to have this guy on the show. I love it. So thank you so much for coming on. Please, without further ado, share with the listeners just the history of Full Court Peace, how did it come about, and just everything that's going on with that. Share about the history.
Oh, it came about. I was following a dream. I played college basketball, Division III basketball, and I was a shooter and nothing else. So I tried to find my way to play professional basketball. And the only place I could find a spot was in Northern Ireland. And when I got there, I realized that basketball was the only sport that wasn't tied to one of the religions that was at war between Protestant and Catholic faiths. And basketball was sort of a neutral activity. So I put a high school team together, and I'm saving you a lot of the details here, but the kids were not friendly with one another to start. But when I got them to learn basketball and then play on the same team, they became friends over the course of, you know, winning and losing together and competing every day.
Yeah.
So I expanded the program there for a while, but then wanted to take it elsewhere. So I took a trip about, 2 years ago to 3 years ago to Havana, Cuba. And wanted to see if we could connect Americans and Cubans together, given that our governments don't interact.
Yeah.
So we do stuff down in Cuba now, bringing Americans down there, and we connect with Cubans, you know, through basketball and the basketball courts down there. And I've been doing some stuff in Mexico on the border too, but my latest project, which you referenced earlier, why I was shooting free throws recently, was to raise money for all the division that we have here in America, which I think no one really wants to admit, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. We can definitely look abroad, and yes, there are some unfortunate things taking place in other countries, but there are some things happening right in our backyard. And Mike Evans, I was looking at the mission of Full Court Peace, to unite, strengthen, and educate local and global communities through the creation of youth basketball teams. I was looking at the YouTube page where in 2009, the free throws are Full Court Peace. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I love it. You made 99 out of 100 free throws in 2009. Is that right?
Yes, right-handed. I hit 99 out of 100. I missed on number 15, and I hit 85 in a row.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. And then so just recently on the 11th, you wanted to shake things up. You said, you know what, I'm gonna do this left-handed. Talk about just the process of switching it up and wanting to continue to raise money, but putting a little spice in it and shooting free throws left-handed. Talk about that.
Well, you know, the problem was in 2009, people came out of the woodwork and gave me a lot of money for everyone that I would make out of 100 before I shot those shots. And when I hit 99, no one was angry, but people said, oh, I didn't know you were going to hit 99, and they owed me all this, they owed the charity all this money.
Yeah.
It all went to a great cause, you know. And so this year, I knew I had to change something to get people to give again. So I put out a video a couple months ago and said that I was training myself to shoot with my other hand, which I was, and I worked every day at it, and knocked down 87 and brought in about $8,000.
I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Full court piece. And I mean, I would agree that, you know, soccer, they always say that it's such a world phenomenon, but really with the growing amount of international players in the NBA, I mean, and now, of course, you know, with the lockout that took place, there were a lot of, you know, domestic ball players that went overseas. And I really think that basketball is right there growing that popularity, and the fact that you're doing such phenomenal things with Full Court Peace, I thought that was pretty cool. I was also on fullcourtpeace.org and checking out some of the sports memorabilia that sold for charity too. What are some of those items, and how can people bid on those and just get involved with everything that's taking place with you?
Well, the store, you know, in honor of my appearance on the show today, I threw in three new items, which I just got. I mean, all these items are donated to us, and I threw in three Magic Johnson signed pictures, which are the pictures on the website don't do them justice. They're so nice, and they're real, and they're rare too. Basically, you don't have to bid. These are the prices. We sell these items for the benefit of the charity. And the price paid is tax deductible for anybody who wants one. We'll send them to you. We have this, what we show here on the website here is only about maybe a fifth of what I have. Every day I try to put up more and more items. But
absolutely.
And if people want to get involved, I mean, you know, we have volunteers all around the world who do random things for us and who shoot free throws, for example, shoot 100 free throws and get them sponsored, whatever you want.
I love that. I love that. You know, I was I was just saying before you brought you on, my one of my producers for the team, we both play, we're former basketball players, and he's been jaw-jacking, just talking mess. He wants to play me one-on-one, and I know my jump shot's still wet, Mike. You know, I haven't played in a while, but I know what the jump shot's looking like, and I think that would be a great way, of course, to have fun, to shut John up, but then, of course, to raise awareness, and I really love what you're doing with Full Court Peace. So I would love for FFG to really link up with you and see what we can do with regards to that. I would absolutely love that. To do that, and so Mika, you can hear me. Let's hop on that, and Mike will definitely be talking. But lastly, please share where the listeners can learn about, of course, getting involved, learning about you, following your pieces on Huffington Post, and, of course, Full Court Piece. Where can they stay in contact with you?
Best place, Facebook would just be my name, Mike Evans.
Okay.
And then on Twitter, I'm at Sports Diplomat, and I'm also at Full Court Piece, and I'm on both all day long. And the website is constantly updated. That's also a great place. We have a
mm-hmm.
YouTube channel. I mean, we're kind of all over the place. I think it's pretty easy to find us with a simple Google search.
Absolutely. I love it. And that's the wonderful thing. I mean, that's why we're on the air right now, online. It's social networking, the internet. We are in a fantastic place to raise a great deal of awareness. Mike, thank you so, so much for coming on. We've got to have you back on. And I'm going to give you a call this week because I would love to connect with you with regards to FFG and Full Court Piece. Thank you so much
that
for
would,
coming
that,
on.
Thank you for having me. That would be an honor, and thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
That's Mike Evans, Full Court Piece. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Sunday night.
You too.
All right. Ooh, I like that. Mika, I like that.
I do too.
I like that. I like that a lot.
The only bad thing is John won't be making any shots.
Awkward.
You are absolutely right, but the host of Female Field Guide will be hitting all of them. I'm saying it on the air. My jump shot, I may not have the crossover like I used to, but my jump shot is still fantastic. So with that being said, we're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to hold off for basketball for about a segment, and we're going to represent the ladies and represent health and fitness. So, Mika, I'm going to kick you off because I don't want to hold you hostage for the whole show. Her name is Tamika Poland, and she is one of the FFG producers. You're fantastic. I'll call you tomorrow, babe. Kicking you off. Boom. Oh, so far so good. This has been a really great show. And like I said, we're gonna go ahead and switch gears. I love networking and meeting fantastic people, entrepreneurs, people that are doing things in the community, and just living out their passion. And that's exactly what we're going to do in our next segment. I was invited to a fantastic conference, My Health, My Hair. It's going to be taking place Sunday, March 19th. And like I said, former basketball player, I really care about fitness, about health. And I had a really great chance to meet Ms. Erin Young, and she is the director of Just Move Consultant, and we're going to be talking about her, about what she does, and also the fantastic conference is going to be taking place that I just stated. And let's go ahead and bring her on the show, Erin Young.
Hey, Jasmine.
Erin, how are you?
I'm good, Jasmine. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Sunday night, you know, I mean, I can't ask for anything more. I'm having such a blast in you know, just having fun talking to so many people. Well, without
right.
further ado, we've got you on, of course, with Just Move Consulting. But I am really excited to bring on some more individuals that are going to be part of My Hair, My Health. And like
mm-hmm.
I said, Sunday, March 18th, celebrating beauty and wellness from the inside out. And
that's right.
I'm really excited about that. So I would love to bring on Teslin, Bernica, and Alicia. So we're going to go ahead and go on the switchboard and bring them on. And give them a round of applause, because that's what it's about. So, ladies.
Sure.
All righty. Let's see who we have. Let's see who we have. And let's see. 909. I love it. This is the switchboard is on fire tonight. This is fantastic.
That's beautiful.
Who do we have here? Hi. I think we have everybody on the team. Are we here from San Bernardino Nutrition?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Hi.
Well, first of all, thank you guys so much for coming on the show and letting me borrow a few moments of your time. I'm gonna hop to Erin first and ask, please share with the listeners a little bit about Just Move and what exactly does that do, and what will you be doing in particular on Sunday, March 18th?
All right. Well, thank you for the opportunity to come on.
You got
it. Of course. Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, I noticed as, you know, being into the health field and also having a little dibble and dabbling with sports as well as
mm-hmm.
personal training, you know, you begin to notice that, you know, movement is a big part of what a lot of people, you know, do. And
Absolutely.
So I came up with the idea to kind of meld all the different things I've done into something that, you know, we can get people into practical
mm-hmm.
lifestyle enhancing activities, whether it's exercise or if it's getting back on the court. You know, I heard you mentioning your 100 point shootout thing. That sounds wonderful. We might have to
yes.
have a little battle there.
No,
but
do it.
But, yeah, but in any case, it's just, you know, trying to find creative ways to get people moving again because, you know, being healthy is important, and I figure you should be able to enjoy it, you know.
Absolutely.
So we offer a lot of different services. It's health promotion, it's program planning, but it's also personal training. So, you know, a little something for everybody.
I love it. I love it. And you're absolutely right because there's so many different, we're so different. And so one workout regimen may not be as efficient to one person than it may be for someone else. So the individually working with someone and whatever works, you know, the best for them and their body and their mind, I'm all for it. And that's why I'm excited about this conference. Teslin, please share with the listeners San Bernardino Nutrition Department and maybe some of the workshops and what can we all expect? Because I'll definitely be there on Sunday, March 18th. What can some of the listeners and attendees expect with the conference?
Well, we'll look forward to having you there most definitely.
Thank you.
The conference will have a wide range of activities happening on the day.
Okay.
Because what we're trying to do is really make the connection between our hair and our health. And oftentimes
Absolutely.
We don't, but they both interplay and they both work on and off each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the day of the conference, we will have discussions and we'll have hands-on activities that will allow people to taste healthy foods and prepare healthy foods, good foods for good hair. We'll have physical activity demonstrations happening so our African-American women can see exercises that they can do that won't necessarily cause their hairstyles to go out of place because we
Absolutely.
Know our hair costs a lot of money and we spend a lot of time in school and we want to mess it up once we get it done.
I try to work out, but once I get my hair done, I take off at least 3 days because I'm not going to sit in that chair.
And
sweat it
alone.
Out.
You're not alone.
I've
seen people ways to overcome those challenges because 26% of African American adults are overweight or obese, and that's leading to a lot of other issues that we really don't have to suffer from if we just get up and get in the game.
Absolutely.
So we'll have hairstylists there answering questions. We'll have hair models displaying different styles, textures, lengths. So you can see yourself in somebody in ways that you can have your hair beautiful and it can last through an exercise routine.
Right.
We'll have the psychology of black hair. So there'll be a lot of things happening, a lot of great things that we're excited about, and we can't wait to see how it rolls out on the 18th.
Absolutely. I mean, you had me at food and then the psychology of black women hair. So, I will be there at least 2 hours early because I need to get my chair. And I will be waiting. Whomever wants to answer this, Teslin Brinecker, Alicia, where can we get tickets? Where can we kind of learn more and mark our calendars for this fantastic conference?
Go ahead, Teslin. You can take over that. That's your department, too.
Well, you can register online you cannot actually. It's a full event. It's free for the public, thanks to our sponsors, including the Network for Healthy California, African American Campaign, Foundation, Parks and Rec, American Heart. There's a whole slew of people who are involved. So it's free. And we're at max capacity right now, so we're really considering doing another event once this one's over to get those in who won't be able to attend.
Absolutely. I like the sound of that. Even though, you know, there may not be people that can't get there, just the fact that it's full and there's people that I got my ticket, my RSVP on Eventbrite, so I look forward to you just really sharing everything. And it's a Sunday, so I can just come back home and share what I learned for the show. So I really appreciate that. And absolutely. Cool. And so San Bernardino, I work there. I teach out in that area, so it's really good to continue to familiarize myself with that part of the city. Well, ladies, I am very appreciative for you guys coming on and just really sharing what fantastic things are taking place. And Erin, we got to bring you back on. We're going to start a fitness minute, so I'll be asking some fitness questions. And ladies, our bodies are so different. And just one thing that grinds my gears is why do the fellas lose weight 14 times faster than we do?
Yeah,
but that's
a
whole different show.
That's going to be a good conversation.
That's a wonderful conversation.
Well,
yes.
you answered the question already when you said that there's a barrier there that ladies are not going to move as fast because of the hair. And that's the thing about it. You know, that is really, really major because everybody doesn't like to wear extensions and different things like that. They like to wear their own hair. And if they sweat, there's and they want to be natural. And there's a whole lot that goes into that. So this is why we're making it so simple. On this particular day, you will be able to see, you know, because a lot of women are also on medication and they're dealing with hair loss issues. So a lot of them are even ashamed to just wear a hat or be bald and go to the gym and things like that because a lot of times people are at the gym, they're looking good already when they get there, you know. So you're dealing with black women, especially because we know that there's a barrier there. There's definitely a barrier there. Right. And so, you know, my salon, LaJoyce, is the reason why I'm so pleased that they invited us to be a part of it is because we see this on a regular basis that women are actually, you know, we are so stressed out in so many ways. And one of the reasons is because I'm stressed because I can't work out, you know.
Yes.
And we're going to tell you, okay, you're on medication because you're stressed because you can't work out because of your hair. Well, now you're the way that we can show you how you can.
You know?
There's no barriers. At the end of the day, there's no barriers. A lot of excuses, but there's no barriers. And if you're willing to just change a little bit, just change a little bit of the things that you've been doing, then definitely there's something there for everyone.
I love
for
it.
For sure. I'm looking
forward to really just soaking up in information because, you know, I don't remember the last kind of one-stop shop where we can learn about our bodies and also be able to take care of our hair because it's one and the same. I wish we had more time because we are having a blast. I want to get as much information as I can. This is great, but the Fitness Minute we'll be having. And so, ladies, I love roundtable discussions because we're able to get so much out and it's so rich. But yeah, so we're going to be starting our Fitness Minute. We're going to be streaming live too. So I would love to have you ladies, you know, come to the Female Feel Guide Loft, and we'll sit around. It would be fantastic, and anything that anything I can do to spread the word, it'll be my pleasure. It's been great talking to the ladies, sister, girl, friends, Teslin, Bonica, Alicia, and Erin. Ladies, thank you so much. Please come again. I'll see you ladies in a couple of weeks. God bless you guys, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you, ladies. This is good. I mean, there's nothing like good talk, good sister-girlfriend talk. We're going to take one quick break because I've been talking for 47 minutes. We're going to talk UCLA basketball. Sports Illustrated article was really expose, and it was not pretty. Some people have a lot of, they have opinions about it. And I want to talk to my good friend, who not only is he a basketball fan, he's a basketball coach, and he's UCLA alumni, and his name's Nima. So on the other side of this break, we're going to talk to him. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Female Field Guide. We'll return after these messages.
This is Ronnie Reaver, representing the running back, and we love listening to Female Field Guide.
Ben Wells, ripping for the American team. Okay. This the DB.
Yes, sir. Yes. How you doing?
Lock it up.
That's right.
No. And make sure you listen to
Female Field Guide.
Hey. And have and enjoy yourself.
That's right. Yeah.
And follow me on Twitter.
Wide receivers, national team, Female Field Guide. Signing off.
Is it in that booth?
Signing out.
Signing out.
You're listening to Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide.
Look good, play good, pay good, live good, you know, eat good, die good.
Welcome back, Female Field Guide. I had to take a little squig of the water because we are having segments back-to-back-to-back, and we've got about 12 minutes left, and we are going to pack it in, and we're going to really share a topic. Ladies, this is definitely going to be something. It's water cooler talk. It kind of hit the airwaves, the blogs, ESPN, you name it, on Thursday, I believe. It was Wednesday or Thursday. The Sports Illustrated, he's actually the guy that wrote this. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner, George Dorman. He wrote an expose on UCLA basketball, and less than a few words, it wasn't very flattering. And really, it was allegations and problems centered on a young man, so very talented, Mr. Reeves Nelson, who was kicked off the team earlier this season. He's talented, but, you know, when it came to the expose in Sports Illustrated, it really looked made him look like a not very flattering, not having respect for his team. But actually, on Friday, I was driving in, and I heard he was on ESPN Radio, and he actually denied many of the allegations and was upset with Mr. Doorman. But we're going to talk a little bit more with my really good brother, my brother, brother in God, brother in Christ. I love him to pieces. His name's Nima, and he's about to come on the show right now. Coming up. Bro, Seth, how are you doing?
Good, Jasmine. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for holding on. We went a little over time, but we've got you here now. I'm all ears. You know, like I was saying, Neem is a basketball coach. He's not out there at Westwood, but he's still in L.A. and coaching at Dominguez Hills, and we'll talk about that in just a few moments. But as an alumni, you know, we always have a fun relationship because when we met in grad school, you were all UCLA, and then I loved USC, so we had fun banter. So when this everything came up, I said I want to talk to Nima and just get his opinion about the Sports Illustrated article. And have at it, bro. Did you get a chance? Or what have you been hearing, and just what's your opinion on Reeves Nelson and the entire article?
Sure, yeah. First of all, I'm honored that you have me on here and calling in. I couldn't help but feel like a kid again. Back to my high school days, I would call in talk show radios and just to win a prize and get Dodger tickets and just being on hold talking to the screeners, all that build-up.
Yeah.
So thanks for making me feel like a kid again. So
hey, you got it.
But yeah, get into this. These are serious allegations. These are things that if John Wooden is not in heaven with the Lord right now, he's turning over in his grave. These are things that are absolutely unacceptable. This conduct detrimental to the team. This is not UCLA basketball. This is not the pyramid of success, as the article says.
Yeah.
This is just a bunch of if these allegations, if 100% true, or even a little bit true, detrimental to the fabric of what UCLA stands for. And, you know, especially with Coach Howland saying that he is just the guardian of Coach Wooden's program, living, and now that he's passed on, he's a guardian of what Coach Wooden has built as a Christian man and as a coach, but more so as an individual. Coach Howland is that guardian, is a steward of what he's been given. And things like this, it's one thing at UCLA to not win 20 games, to lose to teams like LMU. No disrespect to LMU, and I believe it's Middle Tennessee, and miss out on the tournament. But it's something like this is just unfathomable. Reeves, great player, but the character issues. You know, he had issues, and whether it's hustling, whether it's not being a teammate that he's supposed to be, whether it's just laughing on the bench, final minutes in a loss against Texas. These are things that, as coaches,
absolutely
are inexcusable. Are unexcusable. We as coaches can't tolerate losing it, but it's something else if we see kids, making a mockery of it, or not going hard, or being disrespectful. You're a representative of your school, of your team, of your family, and then yourself. And,
absolutely.
Things like that. People talk about people, suits, and people and executives and things like that. It carries over to real life, and you're not going to be shooting hoops forever.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that these youngsters, and I think that, you know, we're athletes ourselves, and we are friends with, you know, when we were in undergrad that played ball in grad school and things like that. And sometimes these ball players have tunnel vision. They just see the 2 or 3 or 4 years that's right in front of them. But you're right. What about hopefully they stick around and get that degree. And especially at such a prestigious institution such as UCLA, the alumni, the brotherhood, the sisterhood that takes place, just even if you're not even a student athlete, is phenomenal. If just like you said, if any of the things that Reeves did, we don't really want to go into too much detail because some of the things that the Sports Illustrated writer said that Reeves Nelson did was just really inexcusable. But just his conduct and really disrespectful and having fights with players, kicking the basketball, telling the student managers to go fetch, just things like that, that doesn't matter where you are. As a coach, and you and I are both coaches, we would be outraged, my friend. And share with, just as you're coaching, you're one of the coaches at Dominguez, and unfortunately the season ended shorter than you anticipated, brother. But just kind of share about your journey as a coach with Dominguez Hills this year.
Sure. It's just finished my second year as one of the assistants on staff.
Last year we
won the conference tournament on a buzzer beater against Humboldt. This year we had a little difficulty replicating the success we had last year. Just offensively, we weren't the same team. Defensively, we were a better team, ironically. But we just couldn't get into that groove. We lost maybe eight of our last nine games. We hung tough. We hung tough. And in our conference, you just got to get on a little roll when three games in the conference tournament, you're champs. And we lost the first one. It was a tough game up at Chico. Chico's really good. Chico's really good. They lost to Humboldt in the championship game. But it looks like both teams will be going into the tournament this year. It's been a great pleasure coaching these guys, being a part of their lives, getting to know them off the basketball court, talking about things of life, spiritual things of meaning, and putting a ball in a hoop is a great talent. But like I said, that's only going to last you a few years, and
Absolutely.
There's more important things to that. It's been a great year. I've enjoyed working with the staff. Coach Damon Powell's a heck of a coach, defense oriented coach, and I imagine that these guys will be back next year and making a run for it in the CC2A. And I'm hoping for good stuff coming up,
I love it. CC2A, you brought me back to my Calset LA days, working the games. I had a flashback. I love it. And I know Coach Pounds, he's lucky to have you because, just like you said, even when I was in the program with you, we talked class and sports, but our character and our just love for God, that was number one. And I'm just so happy and blessed that we were able to keep in contact. So once College Hoops came around, I was like, oh, I got to get Nima on. And so I'm just excited that you're able to come on. And just like you said, working with the young men on and off the court, and what I love about you is you're coaching, you're still tapping into your passion. But, Brosif, you've got something else on deck, and you're helping young men and women in the same page as well. Share with the listeners what's going on with you, my friend, other than coaching.
Well, other than coaching, I started a business recently. I've kind of an odd niche that I'm doing, but I'm actually teaching people how to drive stick shift vehicles.
Love it.
So it kind of spawned back in my college days. Needed a few extra bucks, to commute and while you're in grad school. And so I was like, man, there's got to be something I'm really good at. And this was one of the first. This was the first thing that came to my mind. I'm like, driving the stick is not that easy. I know I had a heck of a time learning, and it's like, maybe I can create this niche, and there's got to be people out there who are either traveling overseas where the majority of vehicles are manual, or who want to buy a sports car, or just want to learn because it's so much fun. And so I was like, okay, let's give this a shot. And just recently I had my website developed.
Love it.
Anyone that's interested, they can go to stickshiftlessons.net.
Okay.
Again, stickshiftlessons, plural, .net, and they can give me a call and be glad to help them out. And I know there's so much trepidation and anxiety about stalling and just all these bad experiences, but, I can guarantee if you call me, we'll make it easy. We'll make it so seamless and smooth. You'll love it. You'll love it. And ladies out there, there's nothing as exciting to be with a female driver who knows how to drive a stick. You know,
let me tell you
something.
If I can get my ladies, how about this? Picture this, Nima. A chick talking about sports driving a stick shift. You know how many marriages I will create with that? I love it. We are running out of time.
You may create mine.
Exactly. There you go. He's Nima. I so appreciate you, brother. As we are rounding out, closing out the show, we're going to, Bracketology's coming back. We'll have you and Lisa on, and we'll talk March Madness. I love you. I will give you a call this week, and we'll touch base. And I really appreciate you coming on, man. I really do.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. And thanks for giving me the audience to talk about my side gig. And always anything I can do to help you, I'd love to do it.
You got it, brother. Talk to you later.
All right,
Dad.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, like I said, I always try to stay true. Shout out to Kev. He said, go blue, Michigan Wolverines. Long Beach 49ers. You know what? I like the LBC. And then he also left me a super long message. Holla, Kev. Take care, Ari. This is all the show. Can you believe it? Female Field Guide. Our next show is Wednesday. We'll be talking Female Field Guide, our NFL insider, Ed Cole. He'll be talking about the combine, so many things. This show went by so quick, and I love it. And I really appreciate everyone just really taking the time to listen to me. Sunday nights, you're getting ready for work, but you take the time and you chill out and you hear the show. I hope that you learn, laugh, and I love the game this weekend. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take care of yourself and everyone else, and I'll see you soon. God bless.